caller on the line is Sharmia Lup. Sharmia, welcome. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Hey, how are you, Nat?
I'm very good. Sorry for holding on so long. Has this been one of those busy nights in the old talkie back?
Oh, I understand completely. It's been one of those days for us too.
I know, and that's why I wanted to have a conversation with you. Now, I know you joined with one of my colleagues, Claudia Tawiti, to talk about what's been going on. But, you know, I want to make sure that we give this as much coverage as we possibly can. Having been down there with you fellas in the whānau down there at Chelly Bay, just quickly for our listeners who may not know what's going on, can you explain what has happened, what some of the whakapapa of what's gone on is?
In terms of why we're there?
Yep, absolutely. Why you're there and what is the cause that we're fighting for?
So essentially we are there. We've been kind of forced into taking a position where we're having to hold our whenua.
Mm-hmm.
So the kaupapa under which we're sitting there is rangatiratanga through kia mau ki te whenua. Mm. So it's about preventing the loss of our whenua and our resources and our opportunity moving forward, basically. So in terms of the whakapapa, it's pretty convoluted and a long story, but basically what we're trying to achieve there is just what I said, but it's all tied up with the post-settlement governance entity, which is Port Nicholson Block Settlement Trust. So we did receive the opportunity to buy back some land on Motu Kairangi. Shelley Bay was the first bit of whenua that came up. That whenua is whenua important to our people, as all whenua is, and we bought it back with our settlement monies, basically. We did attempt to retrieve it through cultural redress, but the reply from the Crown was that it was too valuable. So we bought that back. There was a plan, of course, because our people never move without a decent plan. But unfortunately, the ones who took office in the settlement entity in Port Nick decided that they wanted to sell and monetize that whenua. It went to a vote because the trust deed requires that any major transaction go back to the people, and there has to be a vote of 75% in order for that transaction to proceed. They went to the vote. There are huge issues that were discovered through that process around the settlement trust register, which provides basically the mandate and the validity of the trust operation. I won't go too much into those details, just to say that there was a register number of 19,000 iwi members, and at the time of the Shelley Bay vote, there had been the loss of 12,000 of those 19,000 members. So
let's talk about this, because I think that's a really good description of the whakapapa, because I've had the privilege of being down there and joining you fellas on a couple of occasions, and you know, for what it's worth, I stand steadfast behind you fellas, eh? But let's have a talk about some of the details a little bit further, because whānau, this is how challenging this whole kaupapa is. Property records backed by a property expert show that iwi land had shrunk from 7.86 hectares to 2.9 hectares. The other 4.96 hectares sold for $2 million. That was despite the total of 7.86 hectares being bought for $13.3 million about a decade ago. And then when you have a look at what is going on here with the potential development of this land, it's pegged for about $500 million development. Now, that is a huge difference between what the land has been sold for, bought for, then portioned off and sold for, and then ultimately a $500 million development. It just absolutely beggars belief. But something happened today. I believe that you guys have got served with some papers?
Yeah, so we did. We were awoken, or some of our kaitiaki were awoken. Some of them were actually going for a swim, I heard. But about 7 o'clock this morning, the chair of the Port Nicholson Block Settlement Trust, the CEO of the Port Nicholson Block Settlement Trust, and the developer's agent turned up on the doorstep with stuff, news in tow, I understand, and photographers on hand, and handed one of our kaitiaki some what has been described as eviction notices, however.
Hell of a way to do it. You know, even if you are going to go down that path, just fronting up with a reporter from the Dominion Post, that's not how Māori work.
No, it's not. It's not. And that's actually quite, you know, saddens us a lot.
Yeah.
It's quite disappointing, but not surprising, unfortunately.
Mm.
You know, essentially they are working, you know, our own people are working as agents for the developer and supporting, I'm just going to say it, the feeling of our whenua. And not just that, the disenfranchisement of our people, you know, it's tragic, really. But again, it's not something that's new. It's the Taranaki land wars in Waitara were started in the same way. A handful of people who didn't have a valid mandate decided that they would sell, and of course the buyers were happy to go with that and provided them with the mandate, and the Crown supported that. So it's not a new scenario. It's just
no, it's not. But, terribly, I mean, here's the other thing that didn't stick quite well with me. I mean, even if one was to use the excuse that they're going to be building houses, you know, let's build some homes and houses. We're talking about houses where only rich people can live.
That's what the developer said publicly.
I mean, I'm looking at some display art for Shelley Bay, and you know, it'd be like you would have had to have won the Powerball to live there. I mean, we're talking about an expensive piece of real estate, and let's face it, very few people are going to profit from, and it doesn't do anything about resolving the issue of whānau housing and housing for our Māori people in Pōneke.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing there.
No.
And I do have to say that the original plans of the, you know, at the time of settlement, you know, our pākehi who negotiated those settlements were not, they were not silly. You know, we have generations of lessons and knowledge and training behind us, you know, when we're entering into these sorts of negotiations. They had a plan, and that plan included providing for our people, and it wasn't just solely a financial kind of thing. Our focus was holistic.
So where to from here? I mean, you know, they've served some papers on the whānau down there.
I just have to say, Matt, that they aren't eviction notices, they're letters.
Right.
They're letters, and they're signed on behalf of iwi entities, we could say, you know, marae. However, we have been contacted by numerous people, particularly kaumātua from those marae today, and they're not representative of. Well, let's just say our people knew nothing about it.
The old side hustle, eh? But so where to from here? Because there is a case in the Māori Land Court. You know, you've still got some proceedings going on. Obviously, whānau are still there, are still occupying the site. You know, obviously we're still in the midst of a pandemic, for crying out loud.
Exactly.
I mean, is this a necessary thing to do just to, you know, line some pockets of some fat cats?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, where's the priorities here? Yeah, so where to from here? I would say generally we're just maintaining our position. Not much has really changed for us, you know, in terms of these letters. They don't, you know, we're still communicating with our people.
Yeah.
They're still communicating with us, and we're still holding that whenua and fighting for these you know, against these injustices.
Mm.
You know, we're going to continue to do that until there's some type of resolution. There's two cases in front of the Māori Land Court currently.
Mm.
One is about the validity of the sale,
yep.
the legality of the sale, and the transactions around that. And the other one is around the register, that Portnick register, and I would say, you know, their current mandate. But that one, Woodrow Gardner did a report. He was appointed by the court to do a report on the state of the register, and it came back, you know, in his words, as a shambles. Unfortunately, not much has been done to rectify the state of the register.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge priority for us, because thousands of people.
It's a thing that ultimately provides mandate, eh? It's a thing that ultimately moves people to say, yes, you've got the mandate, or no, you don't. Hey, Shami, I can't stay much longer on the line. I just wanted to make sure that we had a conversation this evening, because, number one, I love the mahi you fellas are doing down there. I mihi to our whānau that are there on the site right now, that are giving up their lives to see this kaupapa, you know, through. And, you know, I think to all of our whānau right across the country, you know, this is an opportunity for us to push back sometimes about the tide of silliness, the hoa that goes on. And if it requires a register to be cleaned up, and it should have been done ages ago, that is the very thing that provides mandate to whomever, then clean the register up. It ain't rocket science. Clean the register up. Get it sorted. And even if that means a majority of whānau vote in the affirmative to maintain the deal, well, at least you can come to it with some sort of legitimacy. But until then, you know, no. Hey, please pass on my love to the whānau down there. And to your mum, Catherine, as well. Hopefully she's tuning in if she's not asleep. And hopefully we'll see you soon, eh?